Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So a long question opened up by Chris.
Yeah, I'll restate it.
Very quickly, very shortly, because people heard it already.
Right. Well, in other words, do you think it's likely that some of these UFO waves have been psychological ops or propaganda that's been run on the American people, or possibly by the Russians? And assuming this is so, why do you think this is happening? What are these UFOs about, these waves? What's the end game on this?
Well, that's a question that, you know, has been answered a lot over the last, I think, more than a few years. There's been books written on this. Yeah, of course. But I think that it's manipulation included in other sources of it. It's not just that. I would lean more towards less that it's the Russians doing something on us than it is, you know, our own. I'm intrigued currently with the theory, the whole thing connected with the Carol Rosen story about Wernher von Braun and what he said the plan was, and that we're entering, I believe, the third or fourth stage, and that being that, you know, there would be Cold War, and then there would be terrorism, and then there would be Nations of Concern, and then there would be an asteroid threat, and then finally there would be a trumped-up so-called ET threat. I'm presently very intrigued with that idea, so therefore, at this point in time, my answer would be that the whole UFO wave thing might very well be a lot of it fabricated, or whatever's real, manipulated to serve that end when they reach the point in the so-called plan where they want to convince everybody, the masses or whatever, that there is an ET threat. And here, this will be after decades of the whole UFO experience having been experienced by generations and generations of people around the world, so that it's the ruse, the plan, is more believable when it is finally applied. Anyway, that's what I'm presently thinking and intrigued with.
I think that's a good answer, and that leads me to another question from Dissection Stalker. And he's asking, can you agree that the military-industrial complex and the military will go that far? And for what reason? Is it to help sustain military budgets and create exotic futuristic weapons? What would be the motivation to do this besides some sort of, you know, I don't know, kind of weird sort of vaporous cultural control or something? What would be the rationale?
The rationale, you have to the idea that this all starts with the military or a military objective or vision is erroneous. The people who would do this to us as a social body for the social control, you're talking more politicians, people, elitists within, you know, the financial world, but politicians. Those are the people that, you know, the military, they respond to military objectives. They develop these things for, honestly, for military objectives. Now, I'm not naive. I'm not saying that, you know, there isn't some type of manipulation of public perception of military technology. Of course there is. I've talked about it myself in the past. I mean, I'm on record saying that the Air Force, why not let people think it's UFOs and little green men or grays or whatever? Because, you know, if it camouflages a platform, a secret classified advanced technology platform, you know, so much the better. You know, anything nefarious as far as manipulating, controlling the people, I'm telling you, that's going to come from politicians. That's not going to come from
corporations. I think politicians are just puppets of the corporations.
Well, that goes into what I said about the financial world. You know,
right.
But let's not, you know, let's not just blame, you know, Western capitalists entities for it. Well, first of all, there's more capitalists now in the Eastern world too, but it's that's why, again, you go back to people who want to social engineering. It's right. The social engineers, the elitists who use social engineering, that we really got to look at. And they're more than happy, just like the military would be more than happy to let you think that advanced technology is from another world. It's the social engineers that are more than happy to let you think that it's some evil general or some evil corporate CEO. What it is a lot of these guys are all in bed with each other. Yeah. You know,
it's kind of hard for me to imagine a Kenneth Lay or somebody, a Lee Iacocca, you know, coming up with these fantastic scenarios of manipulation. Fear-based belief.
Some of them might go along with it if there's a profit. You know,
right.
The more corrupt.
What do you think, Greg? I mean, you've been sitting here pretty quiet through the last segment or so. I mean, do you feel that there's a validity to this? And if so, what would you add?
If there is some validity to it, for me, it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant to the – if you want to know how – you know, we were just discussing – you guys were just discussing how that perception is used amongst, you know, the powers that be. That has nothing to do with what the source of the mystery is. And you will not find a person that was more invested in studying how the government uses the UFO phenomenon to their ends, especially to cover up advanced technology. Yeah, that goes on. I think it still goes on, but that is completely separate from the idea of what the phenomenon is, how it affects us, and how we're going to understand it.
In other words, you're making a real demarcation line, a distinction between the real core of the phenomena and possibly manipulation of other things surrounding it.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing is, I think personally it would take a whole hell of a lot of convincing, not just the government saying, "Oh, UFOs are here." That's fine, but you know what? When they talk about earthly things, about like we were saying, like unemployment and wars and what politicians do and who's paying off whom. That's all stuff we know about. We've seen it. We've experienced it. A precious few people have experienced a UFO sighting comparatively. So as a tool for some kind of propaganda, I don't know how well it would work. I could be totally wrong, but you're taking something that most people think is, you know, either questionable or, you know, unprovable or whatever, and then using it as a tool of policy. Now, if it affects enough of the population where it can be useful, then I guess it can be useful. But as a widespread way of controlling people, manipulating the perception of the UFO phenomenon, I think is low on the list.
What about just psychological experiments to see how people would react to this? And I bring up abductions as a possible example, where these events are manipulated to determine just why or how people would react if they had some kind of alien contact.
Yeah, totally possible and useful. And much sillier and more esoteric things have been done to people in the name of mind control and espionage and all that. So, yeah, I'm completely convinced, almost 100%, that abductions phenomenon and the UFO phenomenon has been used as a... You know, has been studied as a tool of psychological warfare and has been used, but not, and I don't know how widespread it's been. But, you know, as a data point for whoever wants to find that out, being people in private industry and the government, yeah, it'd be very valuable to know those things. And like I said, I'm sure it's been done to some extent.
I think the extent to which it's been done, I would agree with Greg, the small extent to which it's been done is the point at which the ink was injected into the water and the public reaction and this whole thing that the public has created in its interest is the spreading of that ink. Does that make sense? Whereas the injection point is the small little point at which manipulation did take place.
Right.
And then the result is where that ink spreads out.
Yeah, and then it has a life of its own, and if the ink is injected at the proper point, the uh-huh. desired impact and effect will then unfold organically.
And they just stand back and watch it spread. And
right.
I think that's what has gone on.
Well, this brings me to another very interesting question.
Let's do that question in our next segment.
Okay.
We've got Gene and Chris and Walter and Greg. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number two, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Gene and Chris, Walter and Greg, answering your questions. Chris?
Well, this is a really good one. This comes from Ravens Fee, who has been a forum poster for over a year and has only asked, only posted 25 messages. And you brought Ravens Fee out of the closet here with this question. And it's addressed to Walter, but I think I'd like to get Greg's take on this as well. But first, you, Walter. She goes, not including you, but many of the current proponents of American conspiracy theories appear, at least to someone from the UK, such as Ravensfee, to be incredibly right-wing. In the UK and much of Europe, conspiracy theories are more likely to be associated with the left. Would you agree with this characterization, and what, if anything, do you think this tells us about conspiracy theories and their dissemination? Good question.
Yeah, that is. Well, being mostly able to speak, you know, as for the American side, you know, that's a very good observation. Most of the real serious conspiracy theorists I know are very far to the right. That is interesting. I'm not sure. Maybe it's because the human need to have the when things aren't going the way people want them to go, there is this human need to have a villain, you know, have a big bad wolf, you know. So they're looking for that. And wow, did the question stump me? Maybe I just agree with.
Well, how about this? I think in America, the left-wing conspiracy theorists and buffs, if you will, they point to the right wing and say that they're at the core of a lot of these conspiracies.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true. The left wing here says
I don't totally agree with the characterization of the conspiracy theorists in America being all, you know, mostly right wing. There's plenty of left wing conspiracy theorists, but they blame the right wing for the conspiracies.
Good point. I didn't look at it that way. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I guess I'd agree with the characterization in general. And it goes back for a long time. I mean, a lot of the interstellar banker stuff from the 1950s and all that, those were kind of right-wing too, I guess, if you really wanted to characterize them. But the first thing I think of when somebody asks like that, a question like that, is there's an old illustration in one of the Subgenius books. There's a picture of these like left and right-wing people arguing with each other, at least a continuum of them, and way, way, way over on the crazy side of the left wing and way, 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 way over on the crazy side of the right wing, they meet. And they become the same thing. And that's kind of how I look at it. I mean,
it's like Arizona politics. It's so right wing. It's actually left wing and libertarian, you know. So, you know, you have a choice. You can go 359 degrees around the circle. Or you can just turn around.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, we have some interesting questions again from Burnt State. He's pointing out Chris Rakowski's UFO survey from 2014. And according to that survey, UFO case reports have been on the rise with a spike in 2012 that saw double the amount of case reports. And I think last year we had in the beginning of this year, we've had quite a surge in sightings. So what percentage of cases do you feel are influenced by the media, some sort of cultural programming, or let's say experimental craft versus actual really weird things being seen? Can we even make that determination? Can we look and say, well, probably the media is propagating reports from people that want to have unusual experiences? Do you think that we're seeing an actual rise in activity after a kind of a lull here for the last 10 or so years? Or do you think that it's just all media-induced, wanna believe type energy here? What do you guys think?
I think that's kind of a two-part question. To me, the first part is the amount of activity just depends on the cycle of, you know, the media or public interest in the subject. I think the stuff just continues to go on. But the other part of that is, and this can affect the numbers of sightings too, to contradict what I just said. I think I like to be simple about this because it's the way I view it. I think it's 90% human technology, 10% something strange and otherworldly. That's how I usually.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you think, Greg?
Well, I think that if there is an uptick in things, I mean, there's been enough media coverage of this for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there would be more now or less than other times. I don't think that's what it is. I think that there are probably some other factors going into what's reported. Also, the other thing is, if something's reported that seems to fit in with the what people expect, then it's reported and disseminated. Yeah. If it doesn't, if it's something very strange and off the, you know, off the beaten path, and, you know, just it doesn't sound right and sounds like a dream and sounds completely absurd.
Yeah, it's not being reported.
Yeah, nobody's going to hear about that. And that's too bad, because that, like, you know, like Carla Turner said, that I think the really strange stuff is going to have some of the gold in it, not the stuff that everybody hears about.
That's the most interesting thing. Oh, you know, I want to caveat what I said. Yeah, I'll stick by that number, 90%. But I'm not saying that 90% is all just secret military technology. What I said was human technology. That also includes, in my view, the whole idea of the breakaway or hidden civilization groups, okay? Which is, to me, just as interesting as, a part of the UFO mystery as the ET thing.
They could be fooling the military and the intelligence agencies as a side kind of an agenda, as opposed to actually being working in cahoots with them. They could be alongside them.
Exactly, or even, a complete mystery, maybe the military wishes that they had what these guys, so to speak, have. So when I say 90% human technology, I'm not just limiting that to, secret military technology. I'm talking about the other stuff, which I've, written about, recently, in recent years in research, and others even more so than me, so...
Well, that brings us to Bernstein's next question. He wants to know, what do you make of the ease of the propagation of the UFO meme across North America since the first big wave 68 years ago? Do you think that the way mass culture thinks about it has changed in any significant ways, or have we been seeing the same predictable cultural response?
Well, primarily it's fun, so I think that's why there's been, the cultural response. You know, people love to be entertained, in new and exciting ways, and, this is it's fun, but it also touches.
Well, if you're a field investigator, it's fun, but in a kind of a masochistic sort of way.
That's true, yeah. But for the average common person out there, to the degree that they are experiencing and observing this whole thing, it's primarily a fun thing. But I think any change has been that any change in the percentage of people in what they believe about it, specifically the ET thing, But I'm one of those that I don't think disclosure of ET existence will flip out everybody. I think there's very few who would be.
We've been saturated in this stuff for too many decades.
Exactly, yeah.
Exactly. Let's do our break. Let's do our break, exactly. With Gene and Chris and Greg and Walter. You're in.
Ape of the Paracast.
A little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I never know what these guys are going to say, so I kind of leave it open there. You know, I want to go back to something earlier that we were talking about, Greg and Walter, and that is that one good way to do research to avoid outside contamination to get work done is to do it privately, a small group of people, keeping it quiet unless or until there are results. But doesn't that create the climate that we're going to have lots of small groups around the world doing their own research, never being in touch with one another,
right,
never having some kind of filtering system to see that they're on the right track and not fooling themselves? Doesn't that sometimes work against the hope of being able to get something done?
Yeah, sure.
It does. Yeah,
Ted Phillips
everything.
And Marley Woods would be a great example of that.
You didn't hear everything I said, or I didn't make it clear. What I said was to research these things, and as Walter said, you know, if you have some results, you've got results. Put them out there.
Yes.
Tell other people, this is the result we've got, and this is exactly how we went about it.
And there's your test. At that point, your test will come. See, the idea of doing it privately is because the nature of the phenomenon, it's gonna come out of the woodwork more. And then when you get your results, then put them out there, like Greg says, and that's when your test, your filter will be applied.
Right.
If, you know, have the class and the character that if it's pointed out that you're wrong or erroneous, to say, oops, okay, great, I got that one wrong then. My conclusions were erroneous.
Well, I think what Greg is bringing up is something that I've been championing for a long time, and that's trying to attain and maintain as pristine an investigative environment as possible. Your social Petri dish should have as few contaminants as humanly possible to keep out of the equation. It's only then that you get pure or more pure form of result and, you know, data and then results. And I think that that's important because if you go investigating a case and you've got a camera crew following you behind, reporters, that sort of thing, people begin to start performing as opposed to being themselves. I've seen that many times. And that muddies the water. To have that Petri dish as contaminant-free, the pristine investigative environment, there is no substitute for that. And I think we're starting to lose that sense. And, you know, Walter's saying people, you know, are into this stuff because it's fun. The first thing that sprang to mind to me is, well, it sounds like Hollywood and the entertainment complex is doing their job. They're entertaining people. People are having fun being entertained. And unfortunately, you know, shortcuts are taken. Cliff note versions are used, you know, things are folded, spindled, and mutilated along the way in that entertainment process. And that's a real problem that I see.
Because it's more serious than entertainment. Yeah, I admit I see where it's fun for most people, but I think we know that there's something deeper than fun going on. And it's not always fun the deeper you look. There's some darker aspects of the spectrum, which some researchers and enthusiasts want to ignore. You know, it's like the people who talk about, you know, a few years back, angels. And I've actually heard people, you know, oh, I believe in angels, but I don't believe demons exist. And I just, once I finish laughing, it's like the people that say, well, I believe in the happy little guys and Close Encounters. And, you know, the aliens are to help us. There are no bad ones.
Stephen Greer comes to mind.
Yeah, it's laughable. And then my other favorite one that I get so tired of hearing, I got tired of a long time ago, is we humans are not evolved enough to have this technology. We're such rotten no-goods. You know, we're the bad kids of the universe. Come on, give me a break. The ETs that are out there, I think they're just like us. You know, others have said this recently, thank God. There's corrupt ones. There's ones with good intentions. There's ones that are indifferent. You know, these people, just because they have this advanced technology and you know, they allegedly never use for destructive war purposes, you know, things like that. It's exactly.
Well, and let's not forget Stephen Hawking's pointed observation that the likelihood of spacefaring alien races being like Vikings and marauders is much more likely than benevolent space brothers looking to solve some poor primitive planet's internal problems.
Which brings us back to the Carol Rosen thing. Von Braun allegedly told her that the whole idea that E.T. is a threat. Well, according to Von Braun, that's going to be used against us. There could be the irony there that maybe they are dangerous. But, like the war on terror, there is a threat out there, but it's been latched onto by profiteers who want to keep us. And when I say profiteers, I don't just mean corporate material profiteers. I mean social engineering profiteers. Yeah, who want to control the masses and get out of the masses what they want. So they keep us worked up and paranoid and maybe exaggerate what the threat is. I think this ET threat that Von Braun was supposedly referred to told Carol Rosen about might be that it's not that Von Braun wasn't saying that ET doesn't exist. What he was saying is that it's going to be used to spin us up. See? Right. So it might be that both are true.
And anybody who's interested in this concept should definitely reread your Jacques Vallée book, Messengers of Deception, because that's pretty much what that book's about. Here's another question from Bernd State, which I think is a good one. And since we're on this kind of conspiratorial sort of slant here in the conversation, what's the one conspiracy that scares you the most because you think it has some real merit?
Ooh. Whew, I can't think of one.
nothing that...
No comment?
I think, yeah, it would be in the realm of this, oh gosh, you know what? It for me, it's usually in the realm of social engineering that pushes people to collectivism. So, because to me, collectivism is a very dangerous thing. So, I don't know. But to be specific, it's hard to pinpoint one because there's so much stuff out there that serves a particular aim. I don't know.
Probably the one that would, if I had to say one that bothers me the most, it's the one people impose on themselves by not listening, by not checking out information, by not using any critical thinking, and most importantly, not reserving judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, the dumbing down of the American pubic.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And that's part of that pushing towards a collective, the hive mentality. The don't think for yourself. Don't, you know, individuality is bad. Look at our heroes in mythology. Our own little mythologies in pop culture used to be, you know, the tall, lonesome stranger who came in and took care of the issue. And that was the hero, the guy who was the individual guy, right? Now everything's in teams. Yeah. We don't just have Superman. We got to have a team of Avengers. We got to have X-Men. Everything is collective. Yeah, exactly. I see that as a problem. That's pushing us towards it. It's why I personally prefer the Avengers over the X-Men. The X-Men, what do? They all wear the same costume, right? The same uniform. It's all the collective. Where the Avengers are individual superheroes who are off doing their own thing until they need to come together. They come together when they need to. They take care of the problem, and then off they go separately again.
Well, that's what they're doing in the DC universe now. They're going to have the Justice League in the movies with this new film, Batman v. Superman, Dawn of Justice. Mm-hmm. That paves the way for two movies about the Justice League of America with Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman and I think Flash.
Well, exactly. And the philosophical background of that is you've got you know, the collectivist idea in the X-Men versus the individualist idea in the Avengers. And, you know, that speaks to whatever it was I was saying.
So it sounds like you weren't a big Devo fan.
No, I like Devo.
Whip it good.
I get it. They're ironic, right?
Their message is one, early on, was just frustration, modern man frustration. And later, their message very strong was what I just said. Think for your damn self.
Well, hey, let's go into more thinking for yourself. Let's try that for a change. Gene and Chris and Walter and Greg, you're in.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Gene and Chris, Greg and Walter, take it any way you want. Think for yourself. Do you think, though, also things like social networks, where we're just sharing our private lives and our bathroom visits or whatever else, that's kind of creating such a shared mentality that we're losing our individualism?
Sure. No, I think it promotes narcissism probably more than anything. I go up to Grand Canyon all the time. I've been up three times this week. And I'll tell you, the selfie stick phenomenon is really, there's been several people. I just wanted to grab that thing and beat them with it. To me, this whole narcissism of selfies and just this whole, the Twitter phenomenon of every 5 minutes posting, like Gene just said, oh, I had a great bowel movement. Everybody please clap. Hit like if you like that. It's like,
look at my coffee, that kind of thing.
I mean, to me, when you look at a culture and how it's progressing, you look at what words are added to the language. And I think the last words that have been added are twerking, selfies, and some other narcissistic activity, which I probably blocked out of my mind.
Now, to show you how bad the selfies gets, I was watching the TV playback of one of those Comic-Con San Diego features. This one, I think, was about the stars of the TV show Arrow from the CW. And one of the stars of the show takes out his smartphone. I don't know what kind of smartphone. And throughout the first 5 minutes of this panel discussion, he's taking selfies of everybody. And he's one of the participants.
He's on the panel, but he's up there taking selfies of everybody on the panel with himself.
That's right.
Yeah, well, because it's the urge. It can't be resisted. But if they could do that mirror image thing of the selfie within the selfie within the selfie, you know, people would just implode with this.
Well, where do you think this is coming from? Do you think that this rampant narcissism is being produced and exacerbated by our you know, reality show culture? You know, do you think that Andy Warhol you know, was on the right track, or Marshall McLuhan, the others that spring to mind, yep. Terrence McKenna. What do you think?
It is that simple. It is that simple. You know, everybody has the opportunity to be seen by the world now. I mean, you know, when we were kids, you know, we'd watch the original Star Trek, and there was this Captain Kirk guy that, you know, was my favorite character on the show and stuff. And now, you know, I can go on my Twitter, and there's William Shatner. Right there, I can tweet to him, you know, I can say something to this person who 30, 40, 50 years ago was just somebody who, you know, was just only on TV and there was no personal interaction.
Yeah, he was an iconic character.
Exactly. He's an icon. And now, you know, he's just another guy on Twitter. On this thing. And so here's the thing. If people can do it, they're going to. And I think that's what it is they can do it, so they're going to.
This form of empowerment is healthy? Or do you think it's just...
No. It's like you said, it's narcissistic. It's people are spending, you know, this is an old saw we've heard for the last 10 years, you know, from various sources. But people really do and can spend way too much time expressing themselves, every little dumb thought, instead of living life.
Well, do you think this may be by design, that people are being kind of coerced into this reflective kind of selfie type, you know, scenario to keep them from looking outwards and possibly focusing on more important issues than, you know, what their boobs look like in a new, you know, lifting bra or yeah. Whether their ass is on par with Kim
exactly.
Kardashian or, you know, whatever the motivations are for this narcissistic behavior. The one thing that I see happening is it's distracting people from the real issues that they should be
yes.
thinking about in their lives. What do you think, Greg? Is that accurate?
What I think is that what you are all saying, that all enters into it. I don't think there's some sort of conspiracy to get people to turn inward. I think that happened, and then, you know, all the people that are concerned with where we spend our money and who we give our money to and who we pay attention to jumped on it.
Because they take advantage.
Yeah. The other thing that I think enters into this, and it may just be because I live in North America in a certain kind of culture and a certain kind of, you know, economic strata and a certain kind of city and all that in an urban environment, is the way people are raised. Everybody I know that has kids, whether I've met them just a minute ago or people I've known for years, suddenly the kids can do no wrong and they have no...
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife, she's a Sigrid. She works at a library, and if anybody loses, everybody gets mad.
But, oh, yeah. The American parent is out of control.
Yeah. And, you know, if all I can remember is losing most of the time when I was growing up.
Yeah,
every
really.
Once in a while, you'd get this really cool thing where you'd win. And it was almost a, you know, you'd make a lot of effort every time. You'd be like, what? I won? Oh, cool. Great. But it was very few and far between. Just like life.
Yeah, I was.
We sound like them old guys in the Muppets up in the load, you know, in the box, commenting on the culture.
Yeah, I know. I sound like an old person and all that, but the thing is,
I totally agree with you.
I think if you're not taught that you lose once in a while, when you get out in the big wide world, you start losing most of the time. It's a very bad, you know, slap in the face and a cognitive dissonance and all that stuff.
Right, it's very deflationary. It takes away your motivations. It starts calling into question the quality of your self-worth, and it creates larger hurdles that maybe wouldn't be so large if you had a more sort of even-keeled, I think, upbringing and
sure.
reality view. I mean, let's get real. If you're in being indoctrinated in a narcissistic culture that you can do no wrong and that you're a star and all this stuff, it doesn't take much to totally burst that balloon, and it makes it doubly difficult to motivate yourself to to get back into some sort of forward motion, more realistic form of objectivity, I guess.
Yeah, this was pointed out in the 70s. There was a book called The Culture of Narcissism by Christopher Lash. I read it when I was in high school. And it was warning about a lot of the stuff back then.
We've got to stop deifying youth and children. That's what we've been doing. And I'm a father, you know, so I don't want to hear.
Well, and cats.
You know, I mean, you know, we put the highest premium on youth, and some people go nuts with, you know. Here's the thing that I like to say. Since time began, adults have been breeding and having children. It is the most common, you know, maybe the second or third most common human experience. And every time, like, you know, somebody has a child, they act like, oh my gosh, it's the greatest, most unique miracle ever.
Well, of course, that's the reason why we keep breeding, because we have to believe that. Listen, folks, we got to wrap it up here. Greg Bishop, tell our listeners, please, where they can find more of the stuff you do.
For right now, it's just on RadioMisterioso.com, which is my show that's on vaguely weekly. So look that up. And it's on live on Sunday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific at KillRadio.org.
Walter.
I have an author's page at Amazon.com for my books on Kindle there. Just look up Walter Bosley or look up the latest book, The Lost Expedition of Sir Richard Francis Burton, and you can get the link there. For those who like printed books, you can find my books on Lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. And also I have a blog, empireofthewheel.blogspot.com.
You guys, we're going to have to do a part two. We were just getting going here.
You know, folks, this show has become so fascinating, I don't want it to end. And I don't want to say goodbye to Walter Bosley or Greg Bishop. So I've asked them to join me and Chris on After the Paracast. So the next edition of After the Paracast for July 19th will include the continuation of this discussion on After the Paracast, only for Paracast Plus subscribers. Got to give Walter a chance to talk more about his books and works. So if you're not a member of the Paracast Plus to hear that show, here's how you do it. You go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Sign up for a month, a year, 5 years, modest monthly subscription fee, less than a Starbucks coffee, I think, or a Frappuccino. It just keeps going up there. Also, you can find us on Twitter. We're known as the Paracast. We have a pair of Paracast fan clubs assimilating you on Facebook. How about that? So we've got a lot of things going. Chris O'Brien's site is OurStrangePlanet.com. Okay, my friends, Greg Bishop, Walter Bosley, thanks for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, Gene and Chris.
Thank you. It's always great to be here.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.